Good morning, and I'd like to welcome everyone to our carol service this morning, including all visitors, and I hope you will join us in the hall after the service for tea, coffee, mince pies. And welcome also to those who will be listening later to our recorded service. Emmanuel has merged with our sister church in Highworth and is a member of the Swindon Old Town Partnership of Churches. Various members of the congregation are taking part in this morning's service. I'd like to remind everybody that tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, we will be having the carols on the carpet here at the back here in the atrium. In the hall, in fact, because there's going to be too many people for the atrium. So this morning the service will proceed unannounced. If you haven't got a sheet of paper, either green or large print, white, if you maybe raise your hand when I'm going to sit down, then I'll sort that out. I will now light the Christ candle to remind us of Christ's light in the world, and the peace candle as we continue to pray for peace.
Good morning, all of you, to this time of worship at this very special time of the year. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, who is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We give you a warm welcome to this service of readings and carols, and trust that through both words and music, you each might experience the true spirit and meaning of Christmas. For this is the time to celebrate the birth of Jesus, God's only Son, who came to bring life and hope, light and love into our world. So, friends, as we join together in worship, let us reflect on the birth of the Christ child and give thanks that through him God became one with us. To him be the glory and praise both now and forever. Amen. Let us join together from the Bethlehem carol sheet. It's number 4, Once in David's Royal City.
Thank you. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, let it be our care and our delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the story of the loving purposes of God brought us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all people, for unity within the church he came to build. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and little children. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we are one forevermore. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself has taught us, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now Kerry and David will be lighting our third Advent candle.
Advent 3, joy. Shush. Some may view joy and happiness as the same thing, a feeling of being content and filled with pleasure. However, we should remember that joy is something much more spiritual and intentional. Jesus said, These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. And that is from John 15:11.
A prayer for joy. Our Heavenly Father, help us to think the kind of thoughts that give us joy and that transmit joy. Help us to get in our hearts the love of Christ, that we may love people so that they find joy. Amen.
Thank you. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
What would you say to Christmas? Mum would say it's a hassle, with all she has to do, buying all the presents and standing in long queues, fighting her way through TK Maxx, through the Christmas rush, arms laden up with heavy bags. It all seems such a fuss. And then there's all the cooking and buying all the food, yet more endless hours in Tesco's, standing in the queue. And what size turkey should she buy, and how many will it feed? Not forgetting the Christmas pudding, the brandy and the cream. Dad would say it's expensive, things are priced way too high. Then he'd sit back in his chair and just give one long sigh. The children, on the other hand, would shed a newfound light. Under the fairy's watchful eye, they'd be careful not to fight. They jump around excited, and I'm sure you'd hear them say, their favourite part is, of course, the presents on Christmas Day. And so we see how each one has a very different view, depending upon who they are and what they have to do. I wonder now what God would say and what his view would be. I wonder if he feels forgotten beneath our Christmas tree. I wonder if we've lost the meaning of that very first Christmas day. I leave you now to ponder upon what it is you'd say.
Thank you. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Thank you. Christmas is never where you expect it. Not in the big house with the fire lit and the presents rustling. Nor when the lights awaken the tree and you should feel something and don't. Christmas happens in an unimaginable place. In a city store with canned music. In the street with a stranger and a white cyclamen. Or when the silence tightens the cry in your throat. Then Christmas comes. Never where you expect it. And always in Bethlehem.
Let us pray. Just a few moments ago, dear God, you heard us sing. And we sang these words, "Fear not," said he, "for mighty dread hath seized their troubled minds. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind." Said then and sung today in a world where fear seems to reign, where many would love to hear good tidings of great joy. We live in a world where so much seems to be solved by shootings and killings. Destruction and death, hunger. Dear God, how not to fear when all this goes on? And always far away and always so near. We celebrate Christmas. We're preparing for those moments, hoping that things will be different. So in our prayer today, we think of all those who live in fear. Fear for their lives. Fear for not only tomorrow, but today. for those who sleep rough, for those who don't know where their next meal will come from, for those that begin a day quite normally, and yet by the end of the day, tragedy has struck. We can't avoid it. We see it, we hear it, we know of it happening, and yet we continue to pray, because all of us want to hear good tidings of great joy. And it is through our coming together time and time and time again, on not giving up on hope, that we believe that something will begin to change. Slowly, feebly, but it will happen. We need it to happen. You want it to happen. For all those parts of the world where fear is a constant, for all those people in every corner of the world who don't give up on hope, who dedicate time, efforts, talents to transform the situation in such a way that hope may be real. Help us not to become cynical about it, to believe in what we pray for, and to pray for what we believe. For those in positions of power and authority that can do things differently. For those who in their daily life make things happen differently. For the light that shines and the hope that is multiplied. In the vulnerable babe that we celebrate at Christmas time, which will become the change this world so desperately needs. O Lord, at this time we bring before you in the silence that follows the names of those we know of who desperately need to hear good news, whether it is for health reasons, physical, emotional, psychological, for economic reasons, for their human rights being violated, for brokenness in many forms. Their names and their situations we bring before you. And Lord, we don't worry of putting Christ into Christmas. It's never not been there. Help us, as your people, in every corner of this earth, to be a welcoming people. People of love, of kindness, where nobody needs to fear, and everybody can trust. And that the church may be part of that. The welcoming people of God, who were welcomed and are welcoming this day and always, so that peace may be real, truth may be proclaimed, and love may be lived. Amen.
Thank you.
O God, who makes us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. May he who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you and those you love, and with those who desperately need to know more about the good news, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.